Hello, Brian.
Hey, Brian, good morning. John over at Local Splash. How's it going today,
yes, sir?
Hey,
sorry, I missed you last night. I tried to call you back, and I must have caught you after you left the office or something.
That's okay, man. That's all right. No worries, no worries. I held the position. I was like, you know what? No one's taking this from him, man, this poor guy. So you were busy. You were swamped, man. That's good. I love to hear that.
Yeah.
So, but did I catch you at a better time right now? I mean, it takes like 10 minutes here, so.
Yeah, we go ahead.
All right, Brian. Sounds good. Now, I have a friend named Brian, and he spells it a little odd, with a Y. Do you spell it with an I or a Y?
I.
All right, perfect. And then how do you spell your last name?
Excuse me. Yeah, it's C-H-A-R-T-I-E-R.
All right, perfect. And I have the email, so I'm going to make sure to send, even after payment today, I'm going to send, please stay on the line with me, because I want to make sure you see your invoice, okay? Now, also, is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you, the 0880?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. What about your customers, though? Do you want them to reach out the same number?
We have, on the webpage, there's a number, number for an incoming. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll get that one from you. From
separate
website,
email, too, for the webpage, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And then also, remember, so we have a few things here. I want to mention you already have your GDP already set and everything on there, so we don't have to reconfirm all that. But I do remember from our here's the thing. I saw on Google a different address here for some reason, so I'm going to look this up again just to confirm on that. I wanted to ask you about it.
About what? I'm sorry.
The address I saw on there, it was a little bit different than – one time, I don't know if I was mistaken, but I have it says Dowell Road, the W5777. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay,
Road,
cool.
South 312 West 5777.
Gonna say, yeah, because I was like, I saw a different address one time and I wasn't sure which one was correct, but I'm glad I asked. Okay, cool. And then also, now we're gonna set up that technician call, remember? So to go over everything that we go over today, make sure I am human, you know. If I misspell, my spelling's not the best. If I did misspell something, they'll go over that and make sure I didn't mess up on that. Tomorrow, do you have an hour window to speak with them?
Yeah, tomorrow we can do that. And actually, I just had a realization that the card I was going to be doing this with is I recently had to put a stop payment on a company yesterday, that company I was canceling because they were not getting anywhere with them anyway. Long story short, I'm going to be getting a new card in the next 5 days or so.
Oh, really? Okay. Gotcha. Well, so how would you make payment for today then? You have a different card for this one, or how do you want to do that?
Actually, we might have to wait till the new card arrives. Sorry to say.
Oh, no. Okay.
I have another card, but somebody's got it for the day, so it's possible. Might be older.
We're all over the place, man.
Very unusual.
I understand. Yeah. Sorry for laughing, man. It reminds me of my life a little bit.
For the business side of it. Yeah.
Right. All right. So I wouldn't be able to set an appointment for our technician team to get anything started until they see payment. It's just the rule of thumb. I can't go around that part.
I understand. Okay. Can we do as much as we can now to get the ball rolling or whatever, or at least take all my information and as soon as I can?
I was going to say, yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to suggest on there, okay? Let's do that. Far as your hours of operations, I like to confirm everything, okay? Because I see on Google listing here, you have Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Is that right?
Or I just say Monday through Friday and then Saturdays by appointment only is another option.
Okay, I like that better.
That's what's up there, yeah.
Well, I mean, we can make the adjustment for you.
That's what it's supposed to be. That's what I had asked for.
Okay. So let's do that. I'll put it correctly here. 8 to 8. Bada bing, bada boom. And then Saturday is going to be, or actually, you know what? Okay, cool. Just making sure. And it's Saturday appointment. Okay. And it, how far out mileage-wise do you want to reach out to your customers? Like, how far would you go?
Oh, from Waukesha County, probably 60 miles.
Okay.
We definitely want to target Chicago because I'm looking to get people that have they're up north in Wisconsin as their up north cabin.
Okay, gotcha. And then also, far as the phone number, you said there's different everything here, so I want to make sure I go to the website here.
Well, they're both 262. That helps. Area code.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Honestly, I can get everything here from your website, all the information.
Okay.
The only other thing I would need is, do you have a Facebook business page by any chance?
No. Those are all things that we're supposed to be set up.
We're going
to
be building
for you. The marketing,
yep.
Yeah, social marketing
okay.
platforms and all that.
So we'll be building that for you. So, yeah, at the time when we set up that technician call, they'll go ahead and help you through that as well, too.
Very good.
All right, so.
And then so on that webpage, the thing is that it's still being worked on. The thing is they kind of emphasize too much on the cleaning. And the cleaning, there's a lot of things to it. But it's really only one service that we do. We're really a property maintenance. We make most of the money on asphalting, sealing asphalt driveways and concrete driveways and pressure washing and deck repair and stain and all that, painting.
Well, okay, let me type those instead of going to the website then. That's probably better. Okay, so we got property maintenance.
Because the website really is just too focused on the cleaning part of it. And
I did notice that, actually. I was
that's something that's supposed to be corrected and will be corrected in the near weeks. But
okay. All right, so you tell me. I got pressure washing. I got property maintenance. Give me some more here. I'll type them in there.
Well, and we use all eco-friendly products. So the driveway sealer we do is all eco-friendly and the concrete stuff, concrete sealer, everything from our garbage bags that we use are all eco-friendly, designed to break down and once they get into the landfill conditions.
That's so cool. Me personally, I appreciate that. I really do. So I'm sure.
In my research, I find that the eco-friendly products are actually better than the oil-based products that we're used to.
Are they really? That's even more.
Same price. Yeah, I've in my research, I've been able to find these products at about the same price that you go to Home Depot to buy whatever or whatever store.
Get the heck out of here. Okay, all right. Well, then I love it. Okay.
Me too.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because I feel like there's so much waste, you know, and it's just harming so much. And it's just like, I was wishing for something to be done, and there is. So that's good to know, actually.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and all of our cleaning products and everything is good for kids, pets, earth, and people with allergies.
My wife's allergies are horrific. I didn't catch her. The funny thing is, I just started getting allergies, and I never had it before. So I'm just like a little baffled by everything right now. But hey, it comes along, so. Okay.
Yeah.
And
I'm
then
also, that's all I know.
So am I. Well, at least are you a Packers fan or what?
I used to be back in the Brett Favre days.
Same. Brett Favre was my guy. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I feel bad for right now. But hey, at least. Wait, did he retire? Rodgers?
I think I think he lost his major fan base when he went to go to the Minnesota, whatever their team is, for like a season.
Man. Yeah, he messed
came
up.
Out of retirement, went to a different team, and that, that was,
nah,
that was
not even right. Yeah. All right, the name that shall not be said.
Yeah.
All right. And then I got the email here. This one. Where I put that one
for for email personally, for me, obviously, is b.c.solutions1 spelled out at Gmail.
Okay. But for the customers, I have the c.s.solutions.
Yeah.
Okay, that
that's
one. Okay,
cool. Webpage. Yeah.
Just want to make sure. Yeah, we have to keep that completely different there. So.
Right. Don't need any more spam coming to the other one.
No, thank you. I have like a separate email just for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like you got to have a separate credit card nowadays to do online shopping with.
Honestly, I do. Well, I have one just for my wife at this point, so, yeah.
Yeah, whoever does the online shopping, got to have a designated card for it. That's the one I look over every month, that statement.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
And there's barely not a two-month period that goes by where I don't have to call about some fraudulent thing.
Really? Is it that bad?
Yeah. Jeez. Oh, man, somebody tried to buy a $400,000 house under my name.
So holy crap.
Yeah.
I'll lose my mind. Okay. Well, a couple of things on that note, too. First thing is, let's talk about how you accept payment from your customers. Do you do cash, check, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle? What do you use?
Well, this is all new. I currently just take cash or a check. So I'm about to take through the e-commerce webpage. I'm looking to take credit card service there. And that's what I'm close to being done with. And then also a point of sales thing, a card chip reader to scan the card on site.
Okay. So I'll put a card in just for now, just because, I mean, it does take time to get everything up and running anyway. So hopefully by that time it works out. If not.
Yeah, it'll be done by the end of the next
week. Yeah. Oh, okay. Then you're all set, man. And then also, we're not going to build a new website for it because you have that handle. We're just going to make sure your website is actually being shown, okay? So I want to keep that there.
Now, the company I canceled in order to take you on was the one that built this thing that got me a .com that takes you to my website.
Okay.
So I don't know if you noticed did you go to something, CS Enterprises, WI.com?
Well, here's the thing. It took me to a .net.
Okay. That's the actual website. But this company, if you want to check this out, it's CS Enterprises, WI for Wisconsin, and then .com.
Oh.
And so that takes you to a page that they built that tells you it's where the property management.
I see.
And they have the Squawk shelving stuck on there. They were supposed to remove that a month ago, and then I haven't been anywhere with these people. So, and then one of those tabs will take you to our e-commerce page, and then another tab will take you to the home page of the web page.
Okay. Question for you. If you decide to leave them, well, obviously you are, but, I mean, do they take that website with them?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. I can't even – I told them that I don't want to be – obviously I want to own everything, but I have no idea if this is owned or not, so this might be –
okay.
Where can we do things in moving forward so that we cut that out of the equation? So just in case I have to drop that off of there.
I got you, man. You've been patient with me, Brian. So I'll be patient with you on this. So we'll build you a new website if that's the case for completely including your package. Okay.
Okay.
No additional charge. Yeah. So I'm going to put still not sure if it owns website.
Now, the website I should own, but I just don't know about this whole thing with the .com, and unfortunately now I've got cards made and company signs made for that .com, so we're going to try and keep it or
okay.
But if
for this one, though,
around, then that's what we'll do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for this one. All right, so I'll put – now
– because I do like the .com versus .net. I don't know why you gave me a .net.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, honestly, I like the .com way better. I mean, this is my personal opinion, man, so I'm not the expert on there, the techs are. But me personally, I think .com has always worked better. But, you know, if they take that website, then, hey, we'll come up with this one for you as well. I put in the notes already. Now, on Google,
And with that company, the reason why I had to put a stop on my card, because I literally can't get a hold of anybody from that company. I've been trying for the last week to have insist that somebody call me before I cancel.
Yeah, I remember you saying something about that. That's wild.
Now that I've canceled it, I have imagined once the next billing statement comes up and you know, they're not able to get a payment, I'm sure I'll hear from somebody at that point. You know, but that's what I'm stuck with now.
Okay.
Somebody from that company.
Okay.
And,
okay. So don't worry. Whatever the case may be, at least you're covered through us. Okay. So that's all right. I got it in here. I think we're all set for everything here. So let me save this.
And we're at, what was the monthly fee again?
Okay.
For the services.
Yep. Let me pull it back up over here. Brian, so I actually wiped off the setup fee on this and everything. So you're at $249 month to month. That's it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And I wouldn't be able to do it this year, but is there like a discount if I paid for it next year? I'll at one time.
Yeah. Yes, there is. We'll do it month to month, but if you decide that you were like, all right, once this is working really well and you're on your feet, things like that, and you like to save a little more money. I mean, honestly, this pricing is the lowest price. This is pretty much our family discount on here, okay? But if you decide to pay out further ahead for like the year or for 6 months, they'll go ahead and knock off a couple extra as well too, okay? So
you'll
definitely be able to save. Just let me know on that, and that way I can do that for you. I'll apply that for you. Because if not, they might, if you call someone else, they might say, hey, you're already at the lowest discounted rate.
I got you. We'll probably try by the time our first 6 months is up, I'll probably try and swing that together so we can do the next 6 months at one time.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then, Brian, if you want, okay, so we have everything set here. What's our next step?
We just need the car payment, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to see how soon that other one will come is when I'd like to put it on, but but either way, at the end of the day, I'll be getting my other one back, so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I guess you want to just schedule a call with me tomorrow, and we'll do, and either way, I'll have a card lined up ready for a payment.
Yeah, tomorrow, is this around the same time okay with you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Or actually, you know what, I might just be able to give you the number to the CFO of the company, and you might just be able to have something on hand.
Okay. Well, then, Brian, I want to do this then, because I want to make sure you're protected. I'm sorry. I really like to look out for the customers, okay? I hope you hear sincerity in my voice when I say that. Okay. So there's a voice verification we could do, and I don't want to take a no for an answer because this is the recorded part where everything is – it's pretty much I go over the pricing in there. If you need to cancel, knock on wood, you don't. But if you do, if that's how to do that in there as well too. That way, if for any reason our pricing goes up within our company, your pricing always stays grandfathered in at that price. So that's why I like to do that. So, yeah. Is it all right with you? I can go ahead and do that right now. That way, whoever does without making actual payment. But, that way you have it, and then I don't have to do that later and try to get a hold of you and whatnot from there. We can just get things
going. Yeah. No, that's cool. Okay. Appreciate it. I'm glad. Yeah, let's get that done.
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever we can do now.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to ask you a few questions in the beginning. If you have questions in the beginning from or any time, just stop me in my tracks and I'd be happy to answer, okay? So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline a service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
CNS Enterprises, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Brian Chartier, owner, operator.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
All right. And, of course, you're also the authorized user on the billing of this account that's coming to fruition here. Correct?
That's correct. Affirmative.
All right. All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to hit pause for just a second. Brian, also, I want to make sure we set up a security question and answer. Anytime we call in, you know it's us calling because we'll ask that security question, and we'll know it's you because you know the answer to your security question, okay? We want to make sure it's very confidential, strictly between us and you. Nothing else happening, okay? All right. I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, last one. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup, well, we won't go over that right now, but the pricing over here, I just want to make sure I go over this with you, okay, sir? So if we're doing this tomorrow, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged tomorrow on April 7th in a non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 7th of every month in the same amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right, perfect. All right, it sounds like you're getting married to me, Brian, all right? No, I'm kidding.
How about dinner first?
Yeah, I like salmon, so I'm kidding.
Nice. Well, I like steak, Texas Roadhouse, though.
So. Oh, man. You know, I think I like...
That's one of the only few chains I still like. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say that just now. That's one of the few that I still like, you know. I feel like the other ones kind of fell off for some reason for me. I don't know. Changed up a lot.
I used to love Applebee's, but their quality went way down once they went national.
When were they good on that one? I don't know. I got to... I don't remember the last time those were good, man. But anywho, Brian, so our security question, I don't want you getting locked out of your own account. Please remember your own answer, okay? You have three choices for the questions. Choose one of them. You got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay. Now, this will never change.
The answer would be... Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, the answer will never change. So if anyone calls in trying to change this stuff, then hang up the phone right away, okay? I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. Okay. What would the answer be?
Lancaster.
All
right. Lancaster, Wisconsin.
Okay, I pronounce it the same way you do, but someone told me it's pronounced Lancaster, and that just sounds awkward to me. Am I tripping on this?
No, I mean, the way it's spelled out, it should be pronounced Lancaster, I would think. Cause
that's what I said. Okay. Well, all right. Well, at least I got someone on my team for this because that just blows my mind. But,
yeah, well, who's to say tomato or tomato isn't wrong, right?
True. Thank you. Okay. All right.
It all depends on what side of the world you're trying to say it, I guess.
Oh, true that. Okay. That I understand, you know, so. All right, so Brian, we got everything set here. I have everything that's needed. The only thing is we just need to get payment and then set up a time for that tech call. And that's it.
Okay.
And you're all set from there. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we can definitely do a payment tomorrow. I just have to figure out how we're going to expedite it. And then as far as the call, we could either do that the same day later in the day or what is tomorrow, Friday already?
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday already.
First thing Monday. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So honestly, Brian, I would try to schedule the same day payment and appointment, but I've gotten in trouble so many times from that, man. So I hope you understand when I say, let's just wait till the payment goes through first.
Yeah,
because you
fine.
Never
we'll
know
do
what
that
life.
Tomorrow and then we can schedule that call on Monday then or something.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. All right. So tomorrow, I'll give you a call in the AM here, and we'll get this thing rolling, man. All right.
Outstanding. Nothing else for today. We're good then.
You're all set, Brian. Yes, sir.
All right, Chief. Cool. You have a great
take
day.
It easy. You too, sir.
Thanks.
All righty. Bye.